Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Gittin Chaf Aleph, Gittin 21b, pagination is 42. We're starting Masnisin from the Mishnah in the middle of the page, and we're dealing with the concept by get of Vikosav Vinosan, that a person should write the get, the bill of divorce, and immediately thereafter, without a significant act required in between that and the giving, he should be able to give the get. This concept of vikosa venosan, that immediately after it's written, it should be able to be given, teaches us that writing a get on mechuber lekarka, on something that's still attached to the ground, is not an acceptable form of writing, and it will not be a kosher get. It's taken on the top of the page, the top of the amud, to the point that this would be true even by certain detached items, such as keren shel para, the horn of an animal, that one cannot write the get on the horn of the animal, hareyat migureshes mimeni, behold you're divorced from me, and then liktsaye velesvei, and then cut off the horn from the animal and give the horn to the animal as a get, that will not work. Because amar kro vekosa venosan lo. It has to be that you write the get and then you give the get. It has to be a case that all that's missing is write and give, and not something so fundamental as I have to cut it off in order to make it good. Interestingly, in that sophisticated case of writing it on the horn of an animal, if he would give the animal to the woman, horn of the animal with the get written on it included, that would work. But if it has to be detached, it's going to be excluded based on this statement, vikosav venosan. The more conventional example of vikosav venosan is as we began, where it's attached to the ground quite literally. It's real estate, it's bark of a tree, or something like that, where he writes it on that and then afterwards detaches it. So the Mishnah tells us, Ein kosvin b'mechubo lekarka. Not allowed to write a get while it's attached to the ground. If you did, it would not be kosher. However, the Mishnah continues and says, Kosvo b'mechubo, there is a case where you wrote it while it's attached. Let's say, for example, on a leaf. Tolsho, and then you detached it. V'chosmo, and you signed it. V'nosno lo, and then you gave it to her kosher, and it would be acceptable. And of course, the Gemara asks, a few lines down, Kosvo ala mechuber, you're telling me there's a case where I could write it on what's attached to the ground, and somehow it's going to be kosher. V'ha'amrit resha in kosvin. Your opening statement in the Mishnah was that such a get would not be allowed. Omar Rav Yehuda Mashmur says there's a distinction between the first statement and the second statement. The statement that it does not work, where the second statement says there could be a case where it works. Fuhu sheshiyer makom hatorif. If he left out the essence of the get, just like he left out the signatures until after he detached it, then it could be kosher. What we're dealing with here is the concept that there are two parts to the get. There's the torif, which is the essence of the get, and there's the toface, the form of the get, which is written even before the torif is finalized. So if the toface, the form of the get, was written while it was still attached, that's an example of the second statement where they wrote it while it was attached, and then they detached it and signed it, and signed it includes all the activities that are unique to this particular get, the signatures and the names and place of the husband and wife. And the Gemara continues and tells us two lines later, for Rabbi Elazar he, and it's following the opinion of Rabbi Elazar de Amar Ede Mesira Karsi, that the witnesses that are critical are those in front of whom the get is given over. And therefore, we have a concept here that Vikosav, writing the get in the proper way, which is so critical, is spoken regarding the writing of the get, that the writing must be done in the proper way, meaning detached. V'achi komar, and this is the rule. Ein kosvin tofes, you can't write the form of the get while it's attached. Shema yiktov toref, because we're worried you might end up writing the essence of the get, and that's a no-no. Because Vikosav Venosan, according to Rabbi Elazar, Vikosav is not referring to the signatures, because those are not required biblically. Vikosav is referring to the writing of the get. So even though Tofes, the form, is not the essence of the get, and technically you could write it while it's attached, but you're not allowed to write Toref, the essence of the get, while it's attached, and therefore you're not allowed to even write the Tofes, the form, while it's attached. Because we're worried if you start writing part of the get while it's attached, you might end up writing even the part that you have no leniency to do so. Kosvul Tofes v'talsho, but if it turned out that you wrote the form of the get and you detached it, Kosvul Toref, and then you wrote the essence, you filled in the names, v'nasnu lo kosher, then it would indeed be kosher. Again, according to Rabbi Elazar, that Ede Mesira Karsi, the witnesses, when it's given over, that's what's biblically required. So then, when it says Vikosav, you must write the get properly, it's not referring to signatures. It's referring to writing the get. However, there's a difference between the form and the essence. The form of the get, the basic statements, it could really be written while it's attached. It's not a critical part. The essence, the name, the time, the place, those are things that must be written only once it's detached. And therefore, the Mishnah presented it, you shouldn't be writing a get at all while it's attached. We're worried what might happen. If you start writing the form, you might write the essence. But if you did end up writing the form, as long as you detached it before you wrote the essence, it would be kosher. Indeed, in Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Chaf Dalet Se'if Hei, Ein Kosvin B'Mechubar, you're not allowed to write while it's attached, Afilu Tofes, even the form. Kosav HaTofes, but if you did write the form B'Mechubar while it was attached to the ground, V'Tolsho, and you detached it, V'Achakach Kosav HaToref, and then you wrote the essence of the get, the names, the time, V'Chasmo, and you signed it, V'Nasno La, and then you gave it kosher, it would be kosher, because from the time that the essence of the get was written to the time that it's given, there was no requirement for this significant action of detaching it to take place, because it was already detached before the essence was written. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.